from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Afghan Taliban announces a new chief. The Afghan Taliban announced today that its Shura, or Supreme Council, has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief of the group, a day after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Some have suggested that the death of the Taliban leader may affect the fragile peace talks trying to get underway in Afghanistan. Parviz Kawa is a political analyst in Afghanistan.
I believe, to some extent, this case might create a kind of gap and misunderstanding between Quetta Shura, which is the hub to control Taliban movement, and for those Taliban who have been fighting against the government of Afghanistan.
Although the Taliban officially announced the new leader, Taliban sources say his leadership is contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. Malaysia's Director of General of Civil Aviation left for Toulouse, France on Thursday to look into whether a sea-crusted wing part that washed up on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean belongs to missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Azharuddin Abdul Rahman spoke with reporters before leaving Kuala Lumpur Airport.
We are going there. I'm leading a team to verify and to investigate whether that particular part come from a Boeing 777 or is it come from MH370. So it's very important, the investigators and we in Malaysia will verify that particular part did come from MH370.
Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that the piece of plane debris is a piece of the missing Flight 370 that disappeared in March. This is VOA News. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and older men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many of the terrorists were killed and a number of weapons and vehicles were seized. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed and several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early today in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on a wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are looking for the suspects. Palestinian officials say they're holding Israel responsible for the incident. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack. The Islamic State militant group's media team has made most of its gruesome deeds into turning them into biggest headlines. Some analysts blame mainstream media for publicizing the gore, saying it strengthens the group's image. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Most major media houses have policies on how much carnage they will display in pictures or videos. When it comes to the Islamic State videos, they generally draw the line before a murder occurs. But Country Risk Solutions CEO Daniel Wagner says that line should be moved way back.
If I had my way, they would be more judicious in what they choose to broadcast related to ISIS. For example, they wouldn't be referencing beheading videos, and they wouldn't be talking about the latest outrageous act that the Islamic State has accomplished.
He blames the news business and consumer response to sensationalism for the problem. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Koreans are defending a Korean-Canadian Christian missionary imprisoned in North Korea who was paraded before cameras this week in Pyongyang, where he confessed to participating in subversive plots. Reverend Lim Hyun-soo, the pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church in Toronto, was detained in January soon after he crossed the Chinese border into the north. On Thursday, he publicly confessed to slandering and conspiring to subvert the state. South Korea's Unification Ministry spokesman said today the Canadian pastor was involved in humanitarian aid for North Korea. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has arrived in Germany to visit his son, first time he's left China since his passport was revoked in 2011 after a crackdown on dissidents. Chinese authorities returned his passport a week ago. 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.